Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District, and McKean Potter and Cameron County's Representative Causer. Welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a senior expo that you recently held, in fact, that you just got done with. Talk to us about the senior expo in Bradford.
Well, the Bradford Senior Expo was very well attended and was a great event, as always. It's a great opportunity for seniors and their families to come out and learn about programs that are available for senior citizens. And I'm looking forward to hosting two additional senior expos. The next one will be held on Friday, September 13th at the Kane Community Center in Kane. And then again on Friday, October 11th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. Both of these events will be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and I would certainly encourage folks to come out to the senior expos.
The other thing that is really interesting that is going on right now, it is we're in the middle of fair season. Potter County Fair is still kicking, and you got some upcoming fairs coming up. Talk to us about what you've seen at the Potter County Fair and the awesomeness that is that, and then and what you're going to be doing in the rest of the fair season, where you'll be, and when those are kicking off.
Well, it has been a very busy week. I've spent a lot of time at the Potter County Fair in Millport. It's a great opportunity to talk with folks and to be able to answer any questions on state-related issues or concerns, and more importantly than that, get feedback from folks, because they're certainly not shy about telling me their thoughts, and I appreciate that. And so it has been a great week at the Potter County Fair, and that continues through Saturday of this week. And the next county fair coming up will be the Cameron County Fair, and that runs from August 4th through the 10th. And then the McKean County Fair runs from August 12th through the 17th. So it's definitely fair season, and we have two more county fairs coming up. In addition, Ag Progress Days is coming up, and that's the largest outdoor agricultural exposition in the eastern United States. And this occurs just outside of State College. It's sponsored by Penn State University's College of Agricultural Sciences. It's going to be held August 13th through the 15th. And if anyone's able to attend, it's a great event. There's over 450 exhibitors from all across the United States and Canada, really showcasing innovations in agricultural equipment and all that is agriculture. You can walk around at your leisure and look at all the exhibits. And part of the program, at Ag Progress Days, is an informational meeting that the House and Senate Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committees will be conducting on Wednesday, August 14th at 9:30 a.m. We're going to be meeting to discuss dangerous livestock disease threats and also the importance of biosecurity efforts to keep our food supply secure. So we have a number of testifiers coming in, and certainly that meeting is open to the public if anyone would like to attend and watch that event. There's no admission fee charged for Ag Progress Days, and parking is free. So what a great event, and certainly would encourage folks to come out to Ag Progress Days if they're able.
The other thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is I understand that you have some Veterans Assistance Hours coming up. Talk to us about what these are and how folks can sign up to get a little bit of help, when and where.
Well, I regularly host Veterans Assistance at my district offices, and Melissa Davis of the American Legion is available to offer assistance to veterans on issues such as compensation, education, pension, health care issues, and death benefits. And she'll be at my Kane office on Monday, August 5th from 1 to 4 p.m., and then she'll be at the Bradford office on Monday, August 12th from 1 to 4 p.m. She does ask for appointments to be made, so you can contact one of those offices to make an appointment. And I have to stress that you do not need to be a member of the American Legion to participate. So it's a great opportunity for veterans who need assistance.
And finally, Representative, tell us a little bit about the application period opening up for the Fire and EMS Grant Program.
This is a program that's been very helpful for fire and EMS agencies across the Commonwealth, and the application period is going to be opening very soon. The State Fire Commissioner recently announced they'll begin accepting grant applications the first week in September, and the application period will remain open for 45 days. Every fire department or ambulance service that applies is awarded a grant, so it's vitally important that all of our departments apply. More information is available by contacting the Office of State Fire Commissioner.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.